This next call-in is a classic.
Hey, Georgie D. I hate to do this because when I do something like this, people usually get really angry. I hope you don't. But it's been proven time and time again that vitamin C does nothing for the common cold. There was a guy named Linus Pauling at Stanford years ago who claimed that massive doses of vitamin C could stop the common cold. And it was found out later that he fudged the numbers and it had no effect. And he had, I think he might have won a Nobel Prize, I'm not sure. But that myth is still lingering because of him. But it doesn't do anything for the common cold. Oh God, you're gonna be mad at me. All right, love you.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Ray Renati, Ray of Sunshine, Stingray, Ray Gun, Ray Renati, you prevent me from taking my vitamin C. You present an argument based on evidence that you've read. I have done physical research with my own body. That's right. And it's not just vitamin C, it's zinc. You have to take it with zinc. These are the new findings. Vitamin C on its own does bugger all because you need to take the zinc for it to be absorbed. And Mr. Ray Ray, every time I get sick, like a tiny inkling of a sore throat or a blocked nose, I smash the vitamin C and zinc, and it stops it every single time. Occasionally, you get some nasty ass virus like that 100-day cough I had. But yeah, I'm sure it reduced the severity of it because I had the cough for 45 days, and everybody else I knew had it between 60 and 100 days. So, even if it is true, even if that man, the evidence has been refuted and he's wrong, I don't care because you know what, Ray? There's something really sexy in this world and it's called a placebo, or as I like to call it, Placebo Domingo. Ray, don't worry about it. You gave me such a good laugh, man. I love hearing you go, "Oh, you're going to be angry with me." You're gonna... I've been cross with you a few times on Anchor, but not this time. Oh, you want to know when I've been cross with you? I'll never tell, because just like a placebo, I got over it, and who cares about the empirical evidence? Because it doesn't matter anymore. As long as it works, it's working, and I clearly can't speak tonight. It's 2 a.m. in the morning, and I have no business being on Anchor right now. No business whatsoever. But I am so glad I was awake to get that call in. I'm going to listen to it over and over again and have a really good laugh before I go to sleep. Thanks, Mr. Ray. Love you too.
Per strada. sei lontana, penso all'orizzonte, manca le parole. Ed io sì lo so che sei con me, con me. Tu mia luce, tu sei qui con me. Mio sole, tu sei qui con me, con me, con me, con me. Time, tu sei goodbye.
Coffee with Georgie, coffee with Georgie, coffee, coffee with Georgie D, ba-dum-bum. Happy Sunday, everybody. Ba-da-bum. How you doing? Ba-da-ba-bum. I don't know why I have to keep saying that. Grind that coffee a little bit more, Georgie. How are you all on this big green and blue beautiful planet, wherever you be, whatever time it is? Is it morning, lunchtime, afternoon? I think that's enough grinding. I got a little bit OCD there. Evening, or the middle of the dark, dark night. We hope you are well. Oh, there's two of us now. Actually, there are several of us in here. Multidimensional personality manifestation, a.k.a. Georgie D.
Lakes production.
We are multidimensional, existing in different dimensions and timelines all at once. Right now, we are restrained by time and space, which are constructs of the physical.
Multidimensional, multidimensional, we're multidimensional.
Full scene.
Sweet.
need to be someone too nice to be me. When on the tough guy style, I'm not too keen. Try to change the world, I'm a plotting scheme.
Mario Z likes to keep it clean. Wanna shine like Ace O'Neal. Fun radicals, that's my dream. Motif for sticking to me.
The neighbours have got that bloody pump on again. I was going to go around and talk to them, and I thought, you know what? No, no, don't upset yourself, Georgie. You've sent two letters. You've spoken to them twice. Now it's time to contact the council. So, yes, I'm going to war. I'm that person. But, you know, they went to war when they had it on all night last night. Oh, freshly ground coffee. It would be nice if it was freshly roasted, but you know what? That's actually an oxymoron, because you can't actually use freshly roasted coffee. Minimum aging time after a roast is 2 weeks. Otherwise, the acids are too... The chemicals, the acids, the oils haven't settled yet after a roast, freshly roasted bean. But you didn't know that, did ya? So when they say freshly roasted, it's like, ba-boom, that's actually a lie. It's a lie, you're lying. Love the way you lie. I'm just gonna stand there and watch you roast. Well, that's all right, because I'm not drinking that toast. Should we step outside and listen to the dulcet sounds of the birdies?
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's all right, because I like the way it hurts. I like it. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Men. Well, that's all right, because I'm loving the way you lie. I'm loving the way you lie. I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels. And right now there's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe but still fight. All I can fight, as long as the wrong feels right. It's like I'm in flight, high off of love, drunk from my hate. It's like I'm huffing pain and I love her more. I suffer, I suffocate. Right before I'm about to drown, she resuscitates me. She fucking hates me, I love it, wait. Where you going? I'm leaving you, no you ain't coming back. We're running right back, here we go again. It's so insane, cause when it's going good, it's going great. I'm Superman with the wind in his back. She's Lois Lane, and when it's bad, it's awful. I feel so ashamed. I snatched her, that dude, I don't even know his name. I laid hands on her, I'll never stoop so low again. I guess I don't know my own strength. Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright, because I'm loving the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's alright, because I'm loving the way you lie. All men lie, they all lie. I love the way you lie. I'm loving the way you lie. You ever love somebody so much you could barely breathe? When you're with them, you meet, and neither one of you even know what hit them. Cause that warm, fuzzy feeling, yeah, them chills used to get them. Now you get fucking sick of looking at them. You swore you'd never hit them, never do nothing to hurt them. Now you're in each other's face, spewing venom in your words when you spit them. You push, you pull each other's hair, scratch, claw, bit them, throw them down, pin them. So lost in the moments you're with them. It's the fate that took over, it controls you both. So they say you're best to go your separate ways. Guess I don't, you know, cause yesterday it's over, it's a different day. Sounds like broken records playing over, but you promised her next time you'd show restraint. You don't get another chance. Life is no Nintendo game, but you lied again. Now you're gonna watch her leave out the window. Guess that's what they call it, window pane. Just stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright, because I love the way it hurts. Yeah, da. Just gonna stand there and hear me crying. Olga is crying. Well, that's all right, because I'm loving the way you lie. I'm loving it, tovarich, loving the way you lie. I'm loving, simply loving the lie. I'm loving it, I'm loving it.
I did my walk this morning, so... You guys are still the first person I've spoken to, though. I tried to call somebody. Oh, did I? Oh, no, I rang my girlfriend who has the honey shop in the Swan Valley, because I'm going to a wedding out there today. And I thought if she were there and I were there at the same time, we could connect. We've been friends since we were 14. How's that for a long friendship? I'm 50 in December, so 36 years of friendship. We emigrated to Australia around the same time, and we were both in the same childcare home. Our parents were group workers in a government, well, actually it was a Catholic funded and run orphanage, but it wasn't like a traditional great big one house. There was lots of little houses. Well, they were huge houses, actually. They had five bedrooms scattered around this huge grassed hill area. There were 10 houses, and in each house there was a couple. They were called cottage parents. And then these kids, they weren't called orphans, they're called state wards, would stay in the house with the parents. So like foster parents, but run by a Catholic organization. And there was my mum, my dad, myself, my brother, and we had 7 state wards. So there were 11 people at the dinner table. And tell you what, that's a learning curve, living in an orphanage for 4 years. Okay, let's pour the coffee into the blender. So that's where my girlfriend and I met. I actually couldn't stand her. She was the tall, skinny, well, so was I, but she had long, drippy sort of hair as well. She was the tall, skinny, oh, this coffee smells good, tall, skinny chick next door. And the school said to me, can you look after her and show her around? Because she's a new immigrant like you. And I was like, oh, really? If I must, I suppose I shall, because that's how I used to talk. And she was like, hello, can you show me around? Because I'm a new immigrant to Australia and I'm a little bit frightened, because that's where she came from. And yeah, I didn't like her at first, but she grew on me like a moldy sandwich.
On the first page of our story, the future seems so bright, and this thing turned out so evil. I don't know why I'm still surprised. Even angels have their wicked schemes, but you take that to new extremes. But you'll always be my hero, even though you've lost your mind. Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. But that's alright, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand That's alright, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie. Whoa, I love the way you lie. Now there's gravel in our voices, glasses shattered from the fight. This tug of war, you'll always win, even when I'm right. 'Cause you feed me fables from your hand, with violent words and empty threats. And it's sick that all these battles are what keeps me satisfied. Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. But that's alright, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. But that's alright, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you masochist. I try to run. because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie. Whoa, I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie. Whoa, I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
Jasmine Thompson. Do you know she's only 17? She started uploading YouTube videos of herself when she was 10 years old, and she got big by the time she was 14. She was featured in a German deep house song by Robin Schulz called Sun Goes Down. I'm going to pop that up. And then she did an acoustic cover of Chaka Khan's Ain't Nobody Love Me Better. Remember that one? And she uploaded that, and then another amazing DJ worked with her, remixed it, and it became this massive hit in UK. She's English. Her name, full name's Jasmine Ying Thompson, so she looks Eurasian, I'd say. She's got Asian heritage as well. But yeah, she just started uploading videos of herself when she was 10. I love her covers. I'm often putting her on my station because she just got that beautiful, eerie, ethereal quality to her voice. It's kind of innocent but haunting and sad at the same time. Okay, here's those two songs I talked about, and then we'll get back to the coffee.
Nothing's ever what we expect, but they keep asking where we're going next. All we're chasing is the sunset. Come on, mind on you. Doesn't matter where we are. Doesn't matter where we are. Doesn't matter, no. If there's a moment when it's perfect, we'll carve our names as the sun goes down. Hey, as the sun goes down. Hey, as the sun goes down. As the sun goes down. Doesn't matter where we are. Doesn't matter where we are. Doesn't matter, no. Expect, but they keep asking where we go next. All we're chasing is the sunset. Come on, mind on you. Doesn't matter where we are. Doesn't matter where we are. Doesn't matter, no. If there's a moment when it's perfect, we'll carve our names as the sun goes down.
happened so naturally. I didn't know it was love. The next thing I felt was you holding me close. What was I gonna do? I let myself go. And now we're flying through the stars. I hope this night will last forever. Oh, oh, oh.
Ready? Let's get the psychopathic blender on its schizophrenic journey. Just slowly at first. And then with more vigor. That's better. Collins, call it what? No.
Hey, Georgie. I feel like shit, but I love you, and I love your station. Yay.
Oh, Lulu, mia mora, mia bella, che passa? Tell Georgie D all about it, darling. I'm sorry you're feeling Scheisenhausen. I'm just glad it's not me that's the cause of it. I've got fish face voice, and the noises you can hear is makeup. You're in the makeup corner with Georgie D because I'm going to a wedding today, just doing my eyebrows. I have to draw my eyebrows in because I have no eyebrows. I don't pluck them. I don't have enough. In the first place, I need more eyebrows in life. Life, give me more eyebrows. And yes. The wedding is in a beautiful area, Swan Valley. I have no idea where it is. My girlfriend said, where is it? And I said, I don't know. I've got the invitation. I'll figure out where I have to go. Where do you go to, Georgie, when you don't know where things are? Just hit the Google directions. When you're driving in your car, yes you do, yes you do, yes you do. Why that's around you. Mascara. When you're alone in your bed. Eyeshadow. I want to want to get inside your head. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Lulu. Hope you're feeling better soon, sweet pea. And thanks for loving me. And my station. Have a good day. Georgie D Makeup Counter. Over and out.
Georgie G, Georgie D. Thanks to you, all day, I've been putting everything in my kitchen sink. I have put all of my vegetables in zinc. I have been, you know, just about everything. I've got oranges, I've put them in the zinc. And, you know, I've cleaned out my kitchen sink, I don't know how many times. So I firmly am with you when it comes to the importance of having vitamin C with zinc. I wouldn't actually have an orange if it hadn't been in the zinc. I just have to clean it, let it stay there for a while. And I'm with you. Mr. Renati is wrong. Everything should go in the zinc.
This is an awesome song. This is a poem for you. Cladospasming 1, less than... less than matter. Stingy troopers wear the packs. Suck rats ass, we are the latchkey launchpad. Brought up pixelated, amputated from hardiness. Lucky country spins like a gold brick question at an amplified oration, gracious lament, cementing our grand blank nationality, nation fallacy. If we're probabilities, kicking baskets beats dribbling buckets. Baskets, it's case in joint, jot this point down and out. What wants stability stains best on white whingers. Out with your most comprehensive complaints. Take the mic, own attention, then just breeze through. Like an unaware engineer, wilted just a tad. The flakes can rest and make it. Like an unaware engineer, wilted just a tad. The flakes can rest a meager echo on a molecule, perhaps, or why not? Just flat, right into what? Made for you? Reservations. Look ahead, concierge. Gee, we're quiet. Exhaustively invested in the wherefore and how come. Grip it like a sugar strip. Caress, drip if pressed, until they crush right through. Recall what made this people. Cults for cultures, for freak's sake, lest we recall. How we took what was won by those who gave all. How we took for granted what was won, I think. It says, I can't read it that well. I've written all over it. I've scrawled on it.
I got it on maps. I hope I can do this voice recording and the maps still talk to me, because if they don't talk to me, I'll get lost. Where am I? Oh yeah, straight, straight, straight. Turn left up there. Okay, good. You can't be late for weddings because you can't be later than the bride. Right? That's the rule. But the bride is usually late. So... and this group of people that I know, they're always late. So I reckon I'm safe. Where do I go left? Do I go left here? Where's the dot? Where am I? No. It's about another 4 kilometers, I think. I've still got rollers in my hair. Have a look on Instagram. I got to my friend's house and he's like, you know you got rollers in your hair. I'm like, yeah, I'm running late, what's new?
It's just another silly game that's causing me to stay a burning paradise.
Awesome.
I'm glad it's cooler today, though, with the wind.
Wow, I only just made it in time to get there before the bride. Very surprised. The family that are always late were bang on time. And they chose a schmoozy, schmaltzy Michael Bublé song. Good for them.
You're the getaway car, you're the line in the sand when I go too far. You're the swimming pool on an August day, and you're the perfect thing to say. And you play it coy, but it's kinda cute. Oh, when you're smiling at me, you know exactly what you do. Baby, don't pretend that you don't know it's true, 'cause you can see it when I look at you. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. You're a carousel, you're a wishing well, and you light me up when you ring my bell. You're a mystery, you're from outer space, you're every minute of my everyday day. And I can't believe that I'm your man, and I get to kiss your baby just because I can. Whatever comes our way, I will see it through, and you know that's what all love can do. And in this crazy life, through these crazy times, it's you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. You're everything. You're every song, and I sing along, 'cause you're my everything.
Before the toasts, because I can't do the speeches, and I'm off to my friend's house, who has a honey farm, and I'm going to have a glass of wine and some dinner, and I'm all dressed up with somewhere to go. This is my favorite song. It was a nice wedding, but I can't do big groups of people because I just end up feeling like this.
Don't buckle me. I was having a good day, Wish I'd be starting me off. MTA was on time with my train.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like the sound of New York.
Yeah.
Then I got down to my job. They ain't had my money right. 40 hours overtime. Bitch, it's about to be a fight. Need a wash and sit, but my hairstyle is on the flight. So I'ma take my ass home. Before somebody dies in 19.
Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me.
Don't fuck with me.
Don't fuck with me.
Oh,
thank you.
Don't fuck with me. 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 I was having a good day. Sade started me off. MTA was on time with my train. Ain't nothing like the sound of New York. Then I got down to my job. They ain't had my money right. 40 hours overtime. Bitch, it's about to be a fight. Woo. Need a wash and set, but my hairstyle is on the flight. So I'ma take my ass home. Before somebody dies tonight, I'm saying.
Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me.
Look, my no hands broke my foot off in they ass, cause they kept playing. Bitch, look, my no hands broke my foot off in they ass, cause they kept playing. Seen a black man catch a cat today. And lovers get them married by law. Hear the sirens flashing lights in our face. Ain't nothing like the smell of New York. Then I walked up to my building. Police said I can't come in. Head down in handcuffs. They done got my boyfriend. Nosy neighbors on the stoop asking me what did he do. Judging me like I'm on stand. So I raised my right hand and told him.
Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me.
Look, my no hands broke my foot off in they ass, cause they kept playing. Bitch, look, my no hands broke my foot off in they ass, cause they kept playing.
Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me.
I dumped him. We are done. You dumped him via text.
Yes, because that's how you treat trifling.
And you know what? He was trifling.
Hello. On to the next.
On to the next, bro.
Who is the next?
Don't fuck with me. No, 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 no.
Had a fantastic time with my friends at the honey shop. So nice to catch up with them again. So Paul is driving home now. It's 11:20 at night.
Sade started me off. MTA was on time with my train.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like the sound of New York. Then I got down to my job. They ain't had my money right. 40 hours overtime. Bitches, that gon' be a fight.
Woo!
Need a wash and sip, but my hairstyle is on the flight. So I'ma take my ass home. Before somebody dies in the
started me off.
Look, my no hands
broke my foot off in the gas, cause they kept playing. Bitch, look, my no hands. Broke my foot off in the gas, cause they kept playing. Seen a black man catch a cat today. And lovers get to marry by law. Hear the sirens flashing lights in my face. Ain't nothing like the smell of New York. Then I walked up to my building, police said I can't come in. Head down in handcuffs, sitting at my boyfriend. Boozy neighbors on the stoop, asking me what did he do. Judging me like I'm on stand. So I raised my right hand and told him,
what did you don't tell me?
Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me.
Sade started me off. MTA was on time with my train. And nothing like the smell of New York. Then I get down to my job, then have my money right. 40 hours overtime, bitches, there gonna be a fight. Woo!
Phew! I am toast. Hanging out with people I don't know, I find just too much. Can't do it anymore. Hyper-socialized myself in my youth. Worked in industries with intense contact with other people. And now, at this age and stage, I'm a bit of a hermit. So I only go to weddings if I really, really have to, which is what happened today. And I love these people, but I still just can't tolerate being in a group of people. But I got through it. I left before the speeches, which I think was wise. And I didn't get much recording because I guess when I'm in those situations, I'm just hanging on for dear life. Gritted teeth, white knuckles. But I had a fantastic time with my friends. So I left the wedding at about 6 p.m., was it? No, it must have been later than that. No, it was. It was about 6 p.m. because it was just this, maybe 7. It was going sunset time, going sunset, going dark. Good grammar, Georgie. You can tell I'm tired. I didn't drink because I was driving. And I went to my friend's house who lived just down the road from where the wedding was. And I had a fantastic evening with them. I hardly ever get to see them. They have a honey shop and a huge property in the country. Married couple. I've been friends with them for 33 years. Well, with the girl. I actually introduced them. I met him at the casino and I said, hey, you guys would like each other. And they did. Fancy that. Judge did the matchmaker. Always a bridesmaid. Never a bride. Judge D tired at wedding over. But guess what? We've got some call-ins.
We've got call-ins, folks. And they are for the win.
Hey, Georgie D, it's Patrick. This is so sincere when I say this. I have never laughed this hard in, well, I've laughed this hard. I haven't laughed this hard in a while, is what I should say. It is funny stuff you're doing. You know, the accents, the just real. Why do I listen to you just do a blender? Why did I listen to that? I don't know. I've got a warped sense of humor. I know I do. You know, I've got that curiosity going and it is awesome. It's fun. It's funny. It's fresh. It's just, yeah, keep doing it. I just love it. It is fun.
I'm a little bit mad.
I'm a little bit crazy.
I'll kill you. They call me
Mr. Delusional.
Institutional.
This
is Draft, Australian hip-hop band. This song's called Don Quixote. Mr. Patrick... What the? I've had a long day. I'm so tired. I went to a wedding, Patrick. It was excruciating. What can I say? Patrick, we live on a planet. We live on a really, really big planet, Mr. Patrick. Do you tell people that all the time? Are you just like, dude, did you know that we live on a planet? What's that about? I have to ask you sometime. Oh, I just did. Whoa. Oh. Hey, Patrick, man, thank you so much for all the props. I'm so happy that I make you laugh. That's so awesome. Bringing joy to people. There's nothing better than that, man. I'm please laugh at me, laugh with me. I don't care how it happens. Just wrap your laughing gear around Georgia D, hey? Thank you, Mr. Planet. Thank you so much. I can't really say thank you enough. Don Quixote. Oh.
I'm a little bit mad. I'm a little crazy.
I'll kill you.
They call me Mr. Delusional, Institutional, Type Beautiful, Unconstitutional, Juvenile, can't be pinned down like voodoo dolls. I'm a romance. Someone slow dance with puppets, dusting up knuckle dusters for justice. What the fuck is this world we living in? 7 billion idiots stuck in Darwinian, acting like cavemen. We don't play. Chase them back in the cave, yelling Don Quixote, Don Quixote, Don Quixote. 'Cause I'm kinda sick of the real world the most days. Hey no, it's not okay, no way Jose, this world broke me. Now I'm crazy like a coke guy, dope fame. Wanna fight anytime, looking like Joffrey. Yo, Peter, let's fuck me.
What up, hey. Stop, D-Rob, yo man, I thought we lost.
What? How you lose a man on the dance floor, dressed in a Ned Stark costume?
Don Quixote, yo. Don Quixote, yo. Don Quixote, yo. See, I've been tilling that windmill since I was born. The wind hits my sails and I'm gone. Don Quixote.
My sanity gap, I've been creating an imaginary world.
Like I was on peyote.
Living in a fantasy world. I'm a bandit that's abandoned the cell.
Hey, hey, not
Pedro. I don't want a dead or alive. In my head, I might not ever survive.
As I'm on from peyote.
Shouting at you, man, at you, mice. Wielding my pen like a knife.
Nah,
you don't see this as a sickness. I ain't lost a plot, I lost interest. In the everyday, and I mean everyday. On surviving in my head, it's like a getaway. And it's never a dull moment. Living in my skull where anything can happen. From one moment to the next adventure. Feeling bankrupt, handcuffed full of wretched dentures.
Don Quixote, yo. Don Quixote, way-o. Don Quixote, way-o. See, I've been dealing that windmill since I was born. The wind hits my cells and I'm gone.
Monday's a bitch at the fact. Me and the drone. Someday I switch to gravity, keeping me prone. An escape is a nice thought. The dangerous type talk when your manager maybe a cyborg.
There he is.
I'll stay calm and act it right.
Touch my shoulder.
He may find a tracking device.
Oh,
he now knows the kind of which I'm playing. There we go again. Downloading data from my brain. Suddenly there's a blackout. Time to act or leave. Through the back room scene, avoid the tractor beam. Don't wanna make trouble. So if I pace subtle like I'm making an escape to my space shuttle. Through a dark alley with gases are gathering, avoiding the assassins of the labyrinth. They say under these grounds there's a grave in every paver. Sneak past the mound of surveillance with the lasers. From a time machine to a time already been, where my life is like a dream and I smart at everything. Brush the trace off my back, accelerate a flat. Now I'm gone, no way I'm going back.
I'm a D-O-N-C, I live life like a D-O-N-T. And that's why I feel with the M-V-Y, 'cause my life is a B-O-N-B.
One more time.
I'm a D-O-N-C, I live life like a D-O-N-T. And that's why I feel with the M-V-Y, 'cause my life is a B-O-N-B.
It's a dog.
Don Quixote. Chillin' out.
I love you. That was so great. And I love that I listened to it first thing in the morning because it made me so smiley. I need to write you a song. If it pops out of my face at any time, I will give it to you. That was just, I love that.
Hello, Georgie. Thank you for clearing up the gluten is mystery. I see. So it's plantings that grow out of ground that are grainy, but not the vegetables or the fruits or these things. Okay. Well, to each his own. I eat glutens. Maybe I go on gluten-free diet and I am happier and have six-pack. I already have six-pack, of course. I have eight-pack. So you love to eat meat, huh? You want to chew off my face, do you? I have to go to sleep now. I hope I don't have nightmares of Georgie D chewing off my face. But maybe that would be fun. Okay, keep your pants on. Well, they are on. Okay, goodbye.